I don't care, do you?
Well, what they're going to use it for?
Just a linguistic thing.
Yeah, okay.
That's all they're going to use it for.
Okay.
This is from Sister Leanne.
Oh, okay.
So she wouldn't steer us wrong.
She wouldn't.
Uh-uh.
No, I don't think so. Well, we got 2 Corbin papers today, so we've been reading them.
Uh-huh. You got 2 of them?
Yeah.
Oh,
sometimes
you get.
We get 3 or 4 one day.
Yeah. I went up to your house.
Yes.
And you got some more tax things.
Okay.
And I didn't send them with the check and paper thing.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it starts now. But I didn't send them with that.
Yeah.
Because I already had it all sealed up and everything. I had it in a small envelope. It'll take. Oh, that. I think that's. That might be somebody trying to call us, but that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'll send them later. It's a bunch of tax stuff, and you got that check.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Well, you can send them in a few days.
Yeah. Something else is. Oh, right after I talked to you, Ms. Holland called.
Is that right?
And said her blood sugar was. She had been over to Florence's. And her blood sugar was 300 and something.
Is that right?
Yeah. And so she was going to the doctor this afternoon.
Yeah.
She was all worried about it.
Yeah.
And she said, you reckon they'll start me on insulin? And I said, I don't think so. I said, they'll do, other tests before then. They'll do one of those glucose tolerance tests.
Yeah, yeah. Well.
So we're going to call her back when we get back from the ball game.
Yeah. What time does Stephen go to the ball game?
5.
5.
He goes up to school and meets the bus.
Oh, he's going now where?
Whitley County.
Whitley County.
Uh-huh.
And then y'all are going out there?
Uh-huh. Then we'll go out there and watch the ball game. They have their last one Thursday.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, I hope they win tonight.
Well, I hope they do, too. They haven't had a real good season. A few games have been close.
Yeah.
But they've done real well.
Yeah. Well, next year they will do better. They'll be in another age group.
Right. I think they pay more attention to the other age group.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times, too. But let's see, what else was I going to tell you?
Well, how's his feet now that he's...
Fine.
Well, good.
He's been taping, taping his ankles and his feet. And it gives him more support and... He does better, but his ankles on the outside sometimes will get sore.
Yeah.
That's where, the arches are pushing him over.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing fine. He's got 2 book reports due February 15th.
He does. He hadn't read his books yet.
He can use. We found out at first we didn't think he could use those that you sent him. And... then he asked Miss Hubbard. Miss Hubbard said he could.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. So he's going to use one of them for that.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
What's Daddy doing?
He's out in the Florida room. He's reading the papers now. I read them first. We took a bike ride after calling you, and we didn't get back till almost 4 o'clock.
Well.
And we saw the otter at our lake.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Then we rode around in the 5th section.
Uh-huh.
Then we went over to Siesta and saw 6 wood storks with their wings spread.
Uh-huh.
And they're so pretty when their wings are spread. See, they have the black tip on the wings.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And they were, all 6 of them were in a line. And Granddaddy took some pictures of them.
Well, good.
Yeah.
We took some pictures at Stephen's. Oh, there's the dogs. We took some pictures at Stephen's quit last game.
Yes, uh-huh.
I don't know exactly. We used Laura Lee's camera, that she got for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know exactly how they'll come out, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, Stephen hasn't got his letter this week.
No, uh-uh.
Well, we sent some pictures.
Oh, did you? Well, good.
Yeah. The one of David and Laura Lee is so good.
Oh, she'll snatch that one up. She'll snatch that one up, I bet you.
And then one with Sam on the bed, slipping in, you know, and getting in on our bed.
Uh-huh.
And that's good.
Well, good.
And one of Stephen and Joanne and Laura Lee.
Uh-huh.
Stephen with his helmet on.
Oh. Well, what?
And then one with Joanne and the two dogs that they're up in Joanne's lap.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's popping those little bubbles.
Right.
I thought they were real good, so we sent them to y'all.
Well, good. We had I had ordered this album for pictures, a couple years ago, and we just had it back in the closet, and we found it the other day. We took some pictures at New Year's, and we put some of those in there. But you ought to see our African violets.
Oh, are they pretty?
Gosh, yes. That variegated one?
Yes.
It's got 5 different pods of, I guess they've got 12 blooms apiece on them.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is the prettiest that they've ever bloomed.
Is that right? Well, they must be real pretty because I thought they were pretty before.
Oh, it's the ones with the white.
Yes.
That, I think Virginia.
Yeah.
Did Virginia give it to us?
Yeah.
Oh, it is just growing like crazy.
Is that right?
Yeah. It is, and there's another one coming out of there, too.
Yeah. We got flowers Sunday at Home Depot, and we put out some Dusty Miller.
Oh, did you?
And we put out the New Guinea Impatience. We did that yesterday afternoon.
What's the New Guinea Impatience? Is it a bigger one?
Different leaf than the regular Impatience.
Oh.
And it's staying sun better than the regular.
Uh-huh. Well.
I told Granddaddy it was so late, maybe we shouldn't even try to do them, but he wanted a few out.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, everything's so muddy here, you can't do a thing.
Yeah. What, is it raining today?
No, it's real cloudy, and it was real foggy this morning.
Yeah.
And it's just stayed about the same temperature. But it's supposed to get real cold, like down in the teens.
Yeah. Well, it is such a beautiful day here.
Is it?
I guess it's in the 80s. It's so pretty.
Well, we're supposed to, tomorrow's Wednesday. Tomorrow night, we're supposed to have some snow flurries, and then there's something coming that they don't know what's going to do yet.
Yeah.
See, we've had really, ever since that one big snowfall, we've had maybe wake up snow, it'd be gone by lunchtime, but we've not really had anything else but that one.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be pretty here until Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to be like the lows are 10 to 15 and the highs are 20 to 25.
Yeah. We've got the fans going even in the bedroom.
Oh, do you?
I think it does better to turn it on.
Yeah.
And then the living room, it makes a draft through. It's better.
Aren't you all too hot without an air conditioner?
Well, so far we haven't been too bad. If I'm going to cook, I cook at lunchtime and then don't heat up the unit, you know, for night.
I just
warm up things in the microwave.
Yeah.
Or I have a good excuse to go out and eat.
Why don't you think about it?
Oh, gosh, it would cost $2,500 at least.
Well, couldn't you all get you a little...
Well, we could get a window.
A little window thing?
Yeah, but they're so ugly.
Well, just to put there in the... put there in the kitchen. You mean, you know, just in that area?
Yeah.
And then you could close off the rest of it until you got through cooking, at least. You know, just cool that one area.
Yeah. Well, so far it hasn't been too bad.
Just maybe
in the spring, a week or two.
Yeah.
It cools off at night.
Does it? Mm-hmm. Isn't the humidity bad?
100% today.
Oh, see, that's what I couldn't stand.
Yeah, well, Manuel said, well, with 100% humidity, surely it'll rain, but it hasn't.
You ought to see Grant and Helen's house.
Oh, I'm sure it's not.
It is, but it's a lot different than I thought it would be. Have you talked to them?
No.
It's going to be cedar. Cedar.
Cedar on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Have
what
you
it
been
looks
in?
Like. No, it's way back up there on the hill.
Yeah.
It's really, you know where Dr. Sizemore's is at? It's over to the right and against that hill.
Yeah.
To Dr. Sizemore's. And it's pretty far up, you know, in there. But it's, I don't know, it's different than I ever thought it would be, you know, for them.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful house, but it has cedar. It looks like part of it, at least, though. I don't know if they're going to stone the other part. You know, there's part of it that's not got any cedar on it. And that made me think, I told Bill, I said, I think they're going to maybe put stone on that part.
Well, you know, they showed us their blueprint. I forgot what it, I know they have a 3-car garage.
Uh-huh. Right.
And maybe 4-bedroom house.
It's a big house.
Yes.
It's a real big house. Did I tell you about Roger Powers' house?
No.
Okay, it's right there before you get to Grant and Helen.
Yeah.
And it's on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And big old lot. I'm talking big lot. And it sets back a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of old trailers behind it. I don't know why they've... Well, it could be a real nice place if the trailers were gone.
Yeah.
But you talk about a house.
Yeah.
You wait till you see it. It has got, it looks like it's 3 stories, but it's not. The second story just has some windows at, you know, like real high ceilings.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's got a full basement. It is absolutely humongous.
I bet so, because we saw it, you know. It was close enough to the road. We could get a good look at it.
Uh-huh. And it was, it's a really pretty brown brick.
Oh,
it's really pretty.
I bet it is. Well, now, Virginia said that, you know, she had lunch with Grant and Helen and
uh-huh.
Bill and Wanda and her mother.
Uh-huh.
They went to Jellicoe.
Uh-huh.
And she said that Helen and Grant said they might not be in Florida at all this year.
Oh, really? Because of the hail?
Yeah. And see, they have this nice house in Cinnamon Cove.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yes.
And they have one at Louisville?
Well, they sold them. But this
where are they staying out here?
Well, different places. There's a cousin of Grant's that's here in Florida, and they're staying at their house now, I think.
Uh-huh. That lives here?
Mm-hmm. Up on Mount Morgan, somewhere up there.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. And just suited them fine because they were here, you know, nobody in their home.
Right. Yeah,
that's
I guess
the least we've heard about it. Uh-huh.
Well, they're really building something.
Yeah. Well, now this house that they have here is lovely. Their Florida room is bigger than our Florida family room and kitchen. Just the Florida room.
Oh, really? How many bedrooms do they have?
2, I believe. I don't believe they have 3.
Uh-huh.
They may. And then they got this big lanai with the roll, your windows that roll down, you know,
uh-huh.
or the shades, and then roll them up.
Right.
And it's as big as our family room and kitchen.
Gosh. Oh, yep. Mercy. Well, they're building a nice one. They really, really are.
I'm sure it is. Yeah.
Well, I was trying to think what else. Let's see.
Barry in Virginia, when Virginia was up to New York,
uh-huh.
they got a new Persian rug for their living room.
Oh, they did?
Barry said it was very, very nice.
What color?
I didn't ask him. And then they got a sofa that makes a bed
uh-huh.
for their den, or whatever they want to call it.
Up in New York?
Yeah, the one that they have in Atlanta, it doesn't fold out good. They have problems of folding it out.
Uh-huh.
So I think Brian gets that.
So that, when will their furniture be going up there?
Oh, about the middle of the month.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, that'll
the way
be.
I understand it.
Is she taking her piano?
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will.
I wondered if she would. I tell you what, I think they'll have so much fun.
Yeah, I think they will. Barry has enjoyed it so far.
Right.
And he joined this Metropolitan
right.
Museum of Art.
Uh-huh. That's where Bill's tie.
Yeah. And they can go there and eat at a restaurant. Barry says it's a little expensive, but it's nice to be a member of it.
Oh, why, sure. Well, Mom, what are they going to do with their cars?
I don't know yet. It's up and down. They may bring one to Williamsburg. And let Heather make it one.
Well, I'm going to call him and see if he wants to sell that Jeep.
Well, I just don't know. I don't know.
They've got the van and the Jeep, don't they?
Yeah. Heather's had problems with her car.
Yeah. Well, I may call him and see if he wants to. Because there's nothing wrong with that Jeep.
Oh, no, it's a new Jeep.
I know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I would like to have one. But I may call him and see.
Yeah. Well, I just don't know what they'll do with it.
Right.
But Barry would hate to part with his Jeep, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
But they have so much, I mean, they have to pay so much for parking, don't they?
Oh, yes, it's very expensive.
Right.
It would be as expensive as rent in Williamsburg.
Goodness, well, you know, I just really would like to see if he would want to sell it. He could get some of his money out of it. That way.
Well, I just don't know what they're going to do, and I don't believe they know themselves.
Well.
But they turned around and had Heather's car repaired, so I don't.
Well, know. They would want to do that, to sell it anyway.
Yeah. Eric is coming Thursday to Atlanta.
To Atlanta.
And Heather is coming over.
Uh-huh.
And Virginia said she didn't know where they'd stay in Atlanta or go back to Birmingham.
Well, is Heather and I have class on Friday?
Well, see, everything is taped and notes. You can skip as many classes, I think, as you want, but it's your responsibility to keep up with your homework.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I understand it. I may be wrong.
Yeah, that's true with a lot of classes, you know, the way they run things anymore.
And the class members have to take turns taping the lecture.
Uh-huh.
Taking notes, and then they pass them out to other members.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, that's the way I understand it. I could be wrong.
I bet you everybody's supposed to be at class, though.
Yeah, I imagine. I imagine you are, too. You can't just miss classes and get a good grade.
No, and just rely on everybody else's notes.
Yeah.
I'd sure hate to have somebody that couldn't take notes very well.
Well, and then they tape the lecture.
Uh-huh.
Professor's lecture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, huh.
Well,
I was trying.
Stephen Holmes.
Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Well.
Is Frank and Lefty coming over?
No, they plan to go fishing.
Oh, they had.
Yeah, they plan to go fishing.
Had they heard anything from
Frankie?
Daryl
called and she was still in the recovery room.
Uh huh.
I called over there after I talked with you, and Lefty said she was going to call back late tonight or later in the afternoon when they got back to West Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
See, she had to have this done at Miami.
Did you say they were going to break her jaw?
Well, I don't know what they said. They said that, but I surely not.
Well, no, there's a condition where your chin's more prominent, you know, and causes trouble in your your joint there at your jaw, the back of your jawbone, that they do have to do that.
Well, they said she would have to have therapy after this.
Gosh.
I don't know.
Who's paying for all this?
I don't know.
It looks like the doctor would need to, doesn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. It sounded like she went in to a periodontist similar to what I had done.
Uh-huh.
And that,
sounds like to me he did something with the nerve, though.
Yeah, I think so, rather than the blood vessel, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely so.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if I was trying to trying to think if there was any other news.
Frank and Lefty went to Outback last night.
Oh, they did. Do you, have you ever been there?
We went there twice, but the line is so long that we just didn't wait.
Well, if you ever go, get you one of those blooming onions.
Yeah, yeah.
They are so good.
Yeah, Ann and Joe brought us one.
Right.
The other year.
Did they bring you the mustard dip?
No. Well, I'm not sure. It's been 2 or 3 years.
About a year ago, or maybe a little bit more, that's where we ate when we went with all them down to Knoxville.
Yeah.
And it was so good. It was really good.
Lefty's great-nephew is here, so he and his wife took him last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Who is that?
That's Jim Davenport.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you tell me that.
Yeah.
You tell me that. I'm trying to think how it's related.
Yeah. It's Lefty's niece's son.
Yeah.
But I don't know the sister in law.
She died.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until the other day.
Yeah.
I sure didn't. Oh, did you hear about Mr. Nybert? He's got cancer.
Oh, the senior.
Yeah.
Nybert.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's had such a time.
He has had a bad time of it, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. Well, is he home or back in the hospital?
He's still, they haven't got him, they're bringing him home, but he's not back there yet.
Yeah, well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
He's suffered so much.
He really has.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He really, really has. But I don't know really what made him find it.
Yeah.
So... Well, you ought to see the church thing over there.
Well, is it?
It's coming right along.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
All the good?
We were talking. We hope they put that tan color window pane, you know, like in the rest of the church.
Yeah.
In the front there. I bet they will.
Yeah, they're supposed to, aren't they?
I don't know. We wondered if they were put clear, if they'd put that, you know, try to match it up to the church.
Yeah. I hope they do, too. Yeah.
I was trying to think if there was anything else.
Oh, somebody told us that window at the top in front.
Oh, my goodness. Was what?
To the blueprints were just supposed to be clear glass, and Pennington suggested that they, you know, put the stained glass in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it would look so much better. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it since.
You know, Earl is doing it.
Is that right?
And his brother. Remember Earl?
Yes.
Mary?
Yes.
He's doing it. I saw him over there one day.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well,
sure is.
Well, is the children liking the new man?
Yes, uh-huh. Pretty well. They had a Super Bowl party at the soda shop, and they had one for... Like at Colgrove.
Yeah.
And Stephen didn't want to go to Colgrove, and I think it was because the children are older.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And so he went down to the
soda shop,
and it was $2, and they got pizza, and then they had a big screen TV.
Yeah.
And Brandon went with him, and who else? Somebody else went. Brandon? Oh, Kevin had spent the night, and Kevin went with him.
Yeah.
And two, I don't think Kevin wanted, I mean, he didn't want to go to the Colgrove thing too much either.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, I think they're liking him real well.
Has he made it to Sunday school yet?
Yeah, once.
Well.
Once, but better than them.
Yeah, well, try to get him there next Sunday.
We will. There was not so much going on.
Yeah.
Between the snow and, well, last night Kevin spent the night. Stephen's off the, let's see. Stephen's off the, see, I'm off the 16th.
You're off the 16th?
Yeah, I may try to take that whole week off. Because the 19th. Is the 19th on Monday?
Yeah, Barry's birthday is Sunday.
Right. Well, here, Steve, take this.
Are you coming?
Uh-huh. Let's see, what was I going to tell you? Oh, the 19th on Monday,
yeah.
And that's President's Day.
Yeah.
And Stephen's off, I think. Are you off the Friday before? Yeah, he's off the Friday before that.
Yeah, and not on Monday.
No, but he'll have a nice long weekend that way.
Yeah.
But, okay, you play good. Bill's taking him up to school.
Yeah.
I was thinking about taking that week off because Bill will probably start back the first part of March.
Yeah.
And then we won't get a whole lot, do a whole lot. He won't be able to be off too much.
Yeah.
You know, the best probably would be like 4 days if he doubles up.
Yeah.
So I might take a week off. I haven't had really that much. Well, I told him, I said, yes, I have. I said, in January, I was off a week when I had the flu.
Yeah,
but that doesn't count.
Yeah.
And so then I thought this summer I'd try to do what I did last summer.
Yeah.
Take some Thursday, Fridays, or Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
And, do it that way.
Yeah. Well.
But it's... And then I wanted to take a couple of days in April when Stephen's spring break was.
Is this spring break in April?
Uh-huh.
Well.
Let's see. I think it's the 8th. It starts the week of the 8th.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd take a couple of 3 days there and then probably wait until... I'm going to ask for I'd like to take a couple of days around the 4th of July, and I'd like to take... around Labor Day.
Yeah.
Because I was on call last Labor Day, and I got to see some of old fashioned days, but if you gotta, you just can't go down and browse really that much, or you miss a lot.
Yeah.
So I thought I might do that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I like just taking Friday and Monday and Thursday and Friday, and to that way, Bill, instead of just planning one or two big weeks, then Bill can work around that better.
Yeah.
As far as asking for certain days, this week saying, I'd rather be off on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Well, Barry said something about us coming up to New York from Florida.
Uh huh.
I said, Barry, we don't have the right clothes down here.
Well, that's true.
He said, get you to send some. But
well, yeah, I could do that, too.
Well, but I don't think so. I'd rather impose on somebody to take us to Knoxville or Lexington, or we just drive and leave the car at the airport.
Yeah, but I wouldn't mind, too.
Yeah.
How long are you going to stay?
Oh, we won't stay long.
A week?
That at the most.
Well, you need
we have doctor's appointment the 22nd of April. And
why aren't you planning to go in May?
Well, that's well. When
May April up there is still a little chilly, isn't it?
Yeah. We will after we get home and go to the doctor and go in May, because Brian wants to go in March.
Yeah.
So I think sort of scatter them out,
Yeah. Oh, I definitely want him. I hope he takes you to one of those TV shows. I'd like to see, let's see, on that morning show. They don't show a lot of, but there's talk shows. Is Donahue from there?
I think so, but he's going to quit. This is his last season.
Well, he'll still maybe be doing it then.
He would.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And we were just different things we've seen up there on TV.
Yeah.
I thought, Mom, Dad need to do this. Mom, Dad need to do that.
well, I think it's best to wait and sort of let them get settled.
Well, you probably want to get stuff too settled at the house.
Yeah.
Get a few, get things put up and that kind of thing.
He's sort of anxious for us to use our tickets. He's afraid we'll sort of let it slip by.
When is it up at?
Oh, we haven't bought them yet. He hasn't bought them yet.
Oh, he hasn't?
No.
Oh.
No.
It's not going to slip by.
No, we'll use them sometime.
Yeah, well, that was nice.
Yeah, it was.
Let's see. I'm trying to think what. Oh, I used my dehydrator.